This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Majors and, of course, Alec Medford asking simple questions that might have complex answers. Are the Rangers' bats back? 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorney, text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. I understand for a lot of people it's probably going to be like, I'm going to give it a little bit more time, but I think there are a lot of positive signs with this offense. But your initial thought, do you think the Rangers or bats are back, or either no, or you need more time?
See, the sarcastic Corey is like, yes, they did come back on the road trip. They brought the bats back and they're also in the dugout. No, they've had over seven hits in how many games straight now? Is it four or five?
I'm not sure.
Maybe three. That's a significant deal. There were times, Kevin, where you were like, they only got two hits in this game.
And for sure.
So just even getting that much done, and Bochy keeps telling us, and I think will continue to tell us, the timing is the most important factor here. And that is it, man. You get your timing down, you're hitting the barrel of your bat correctly. So that is starting to come around for them. And I'm liking seeing that. I think they're not back to World Series form.
Okay.
World Series form was unique, but I think they are back to right around at their best last year. And I think this is a good starting point for this team for the second half of the season.
Okay.
Now, if you hear Chris Young talk on G-Bag Nation, the big factor in this is he has ultimate belief in the talent of these players.
Yeah.
And that could wind up hurting him, or it could wind up saving him. I hope it saves him, obviously, because we love Chris Young.
Sure.
But he believes that their talent level, that the year they had in the World Series wasn't a blip, wasn't a career years for these guys. He believes, no, we brought them in because they're that talented. And they just aren't performing at their best right now. But when they do, heck, if they perform at their middle, baseball team. And he thinks that they can win a lot of baseball games if they can perform at their best. So I think that the bats are around. And as you go through this stretch of bad baseball teams to play, the bats are going to look even livelier. And that's going to give them confidence going up against better teams later.
It's interesting that you talk about some of the bad teams, because ESPN put out their midseason list of offensive rankings. And this is something that we talked about. If the Rangers aren't in the top 10, I feel like we thought something would have gone terribly wrong.
Chris Young thought the same thing,
too. Yes. So Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, Diamondbacks, or Mets, and Mets are the top five. Rangers are not in the top 10 or 15 or 20. You have to go all the way down to 25th to find the Rangers. And that puts them only ahead of some of the worst teams in the league. Colorado, Pittsburgh, the White Sox, who you just swept, the Marlins, and the Royals. I know me and Mike had kind of joked like this could be a really super low-scoring series against the Royals. But I think that's probably fair for what they've shown most of the season. And most of the season, they've shown that they're not a good baseball team when it comes to hitting. Yeah. When it comes to hitting. But there are positive signs. So let's take a look at three players in particular. Marcus Semien, Evan Carter, and Josh Smith. Okay. Josh Smith just won AL Player of the Week. So obviously he's rocking and rolling and doing well. But you look at some of the teams that you've played throughout the month. Some of them are truly awful, and I won't dispute that. But Minnesota is solid. Tampa Bay is good. And you look at what they've done for the month. Marcus Semien. His OPS for the month is 1.085. He's hitting .354. All right. Then you go to Mr. Player of the Week, Josh Smith, 1.091 OPS. He's hitting .377 this month. And then there's Evan Carter. His OPS since coming back, 1.231. Like, if you have an OPS above 800, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, good for you. If it's near or above 900, you're like, wow, we're doing a hell of a job right here. And then if you get above one, then you're probably the MVP or at least a big part of that conversation. So Evan Carter, 1.231 and a .387 batting average. So I wanted to spotlight those three individuals in particular for really having a big part in this. But then I wanted to dive into the numbers a little bit more. So Corey, you brought it up just a minute ago. We're looking at some of these games and they have two hits or they have no opportunity to score or whatever. So let's take a look at their last three series. They hit 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position against Tampa Bay. So putting aside the fact that that's just not very good, that's also not a lot of opportunities, right?
Right.
So you had three games against Tampa, and in all three of those games total, you had 11 at-bats with runners in scoring position. Hey, guess what? They lost all three of those games. All right, then you move into the Washington series. You're 3-for-23 with runners in scoring position. This is kind of a good news, bad news scenario. So that's a terrible hitting percentage with runners in scoring position. But positive, you more than double your opportunity with runners in scoring position, right? So then that takes you to the series against the White Sox. You were 5-for-37 with runners in scoring position. And here's one of the things I want to spotlight, and then we'll get back to the bad part of it. You only had 11 opportunities against Tampa.
Hold on, you said 5-for-37?
Correct.
In the series?
In the series.
I thought it was just in that game on Saturday.
That is true.
That's the way it felt.
And
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that is the way it felt, because there's no reason that game should have gone to extra innings. It had like a 7-2 vibe all over it.
Yeah.
And then you found yourself going into extra innings. And I know that padded the opportunities with runners in scoring position, because obviously every single at bat you're going to get, or probably with the zombie runner starting on second base, is going to give you another opportunity. But even if you back out like six of those, that's 11 opportunities against Tampa, 23 opportunities against Washington, 31, even if you took out the extra innings against the White Sox. So what you're seeing is an increase in opportunity. So I will start by saying, I think that's a positive. All right. Yeah. It is a positive that you're getting more opportunities with runners in scoring position. Although, Corey, I will quickly acknowledge that if you're not doing anything with those opportunities, what difference does it really make? You know what they're hitting in those three series with runners in scoring position?
150.
Oh, so close. 140. 140. So that's never, ever going to cut it. So if I want to be positive.
Speaking of it, 140 today, crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, look at that. Look at that cross promote. Look at that cross promote.
I did it.
Tomorrow, 940, crosstalk with Sean and RJ from the Firehouse in Arlington.
Yeah, let's start hitting 940.
Yeah.
In these situations.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, okay. Agreed. Then you'll never, ever lose a game.
Yeah, that's the hope.
So, positive, you have three discernible standouts. Another positive, you've gotten more opportunities with runners in scoring position. Big, giant negative, you are not getting hits. And you just brought it up. You saw that on Saturday. They had 12 runners left on base going into extra innings. 12!
Kevin, who were the people coming up to the plate in those moments? And here's...
Oh, do you have a breakdown that's going to make me sad?
Unfortunate negative numbers
look,
happen.
And that's fair, because I don't want to just do a segment like, oh, they got a couple of hits, they're back.
In the month of June, Corey Seager is hitting 103.
Golly.
Josh Young is hitting 156. That's not me going after Josh Young. Those are the two lowest batting averages on the team.
And by the way, both of those guys had opportunities to win the game that did not come through.
Josh, and how many times in the, I think it was two or three, I told you, Josh Young seems like the right guy to have up in this moment, and then he let me down. Both of them, 12 strikeouts for Corey Seager in this month and 13 for Josh Young.
Yikes.
Evan Carter has 4.
Wow.
But then go, okay, all right, so if you have strikeouts like that, like Evan or White Langford has 15 strikeouts this month.
Okay.
He leads the team in strikeouts. He also has 12 hits.
Okay.
And he also has 7 RBI. He's scored 5 times. Corey Seager has 12 strikeouts, 4 hits. Josh Young has 13 strikeouts, 7. Like the bad
that's
and the good
bad.
Are not balanced out there. Like Berger's at 13 strikeouts with 15 hits, 3 home runs in that time. Corey Seager didn't have a home run this month.
And Josh Young was rough on Saturday in some of those opportunities.
And those two guys, I'm not even bringing up Wyatt Langford in this conversation yet, because Wyatt Langford's doing most. I don't think Wyatt Langford's job right now is to drive in runs as much as it is to continue to move a runner over and be on base.
Okay.
I think
especially if they're going to have him at 2. Yeah,
hitting at 2, in my opinion, and I know Corey Seager's a different type of hitter, but if he's at 2, you're hoping he hits a double and that Josh Smith scores, or you're hoping that he gets on base and moves Josh Smith to third base, and then you have Seager coming up to drive one in. But Seager at this moment, Seager and Young, and they're still trying to figure out where Young belongs in the lineup. They don't know where Josh Young goes because of the inconsistency of his bat right now. And Seager, if you're like, how many times, Kevin, for the last 3 years has Bochy been trying to figure out who belongs in the three hole?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll just put Corey Seager there, fine. And Corey Seager's like, I can't hit anymore. I don't know what's going on. And I know, I have a feeling, because of the history of Corey Seager, that it's going to come back at some point. And again, this is Chris Young and me together believing that at some point he's going to come back to the mean, or he's going to come back to what he really is. Josh Young, though, is a big concern in this. So, yes, as you have a group that when you were at your worst, nobody was hitting.
Yeah.
Now at least you have a portion of it, but now Bochy's struggling in the situation where he's like, okay, now I have runners on. The guys that I'm expecting to be in the position to do that aren't delivering, and they need to find theirs at some point.
So I think this is the perfect opponent to gauge realistically where you are. Because you look again, look, we just talked about it. Kansas City's offense has been terrible this year as well. But the starting pitching that you're going to run up against, you're going to get a legitimate Cy Young contender, and bookended around them are two pitchers whose ERAs are like in the low threes.
Yeah.
By the way, that legitimate Cy Young contender, he goes by Chris. I believe, obviously that's short for Christopher with a K. I believe that's spelled with an F. So just if you wanted a weird factoid
Chris
about that.
With an F?
No, Christopher with an F instead of a PH.
Where would you put the F in Chris, though, if you decided?
I would put it after the S.
Oh, Chris. Chris.
Yeah. So my point is, that tomfoolery aside, which I did really enjoy, this is a team that is going to trot out excellent starting pitchers against you. So while you can make the complaint that Kansas City is not a particularly great team, well, guess what? Neither are the Rangers. You're going to go up against a great starting pitching staff in these three games. So if you can get an effective run of runners in scoring position, and then you can have a, let's set the mark easy, above 220 or above even 200 batting average with runners in scoring position, I think that's going to take a step that you need to know that the bats really are coming back around.
I will add, Corey Seager does have 14 walks this month.
Yeah.
Like that is a significant number.
Yeah.
But he has 5 total bases. Do walks not count as total bases then?
I thought they did, so that is confusing.
It's 14 walks, 5 total bases. The leader in total bases is Josh Smith with 35. So you're Josh Smith, who's making what?
$800,000 or whatever. Which as a human is great.
Has 30 more hits than the $250 million hitter that you have on your team.
Yeah.
Which again, you know Corey Seager's beating himself. He hates this right now,
yeah,
as competitive as he is.
Look, this game tonight I think will be really fascinating to see how much progress you've made, as will the series as a whole.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.